Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go! 1-on-3, 1-2-3.
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Yeah, y'all boys, man. Keep fans on 2-1-2.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
All right, Woody, as, we're all trying to figure out, interesting conversation now that we're getting close to minicamp about the Miami Dolphins and what's going on. And by the way, all fair questions. Everything's fair, man. It's not like everybody's picking on the Miami Dolphins. A lot of this stuff is fair. What's our identity? What's our strength of our team? And now... I mean, some of this is led by the national media. The stay, go, and I don't know. Stay is Tyreek Hill. A lot of people think it's not, that they're still looking to trade him. Jalen Ramsey is definitely a go. He's there. Even if they got to throw some money in to make the deal happen. And I don't know is Jonnu Smith, but I will tell you this. Drew Rosenhaus is one of the best agents in the business. That guy went out, and it was excellent. Never mentioned Mike. Jonnu Smith wants out. He does not want to be here. He needs to get paid of the year. He said this is where he wants to be. Woody, it was brilliant. It was Drew at his best on the PR right back. Like, hey, Jonnu Smith is the 32nd highest paid tight end. He's coming off a Pro Bowl, the only guy on the Miami Dolphins to make the Pro Bowl. He lives in Miami. He went to FIU. He wants to be here. He does not want to play anywhere else. He loves playing for Mike and the Miami Dolphins. I mean, he loaded it up. There was nothing negative to it except we just need a new contract. He is totally outplayed with 88 catches, $4.2 million. When all these tight ends around the league, even backup tight ends that do nothing but block are making a lot more than he is. Something needs to get fixed. Now, I tell you the other one that I hope and I do know Jonnu Smith wants to be with the Miami Dolphins. Loves it. Had a breakout year for him. Got a chance to be the number one guy. He is a great pass receiving tight end. He is really friggin' good. He really is. He is athletic, and he has got a gear, and he can run. And the drop-off after him as a pass-receiving tight end, he's by himself. There's nothing comparable to what he can do. Nothing on that group. The other guy that's interesting, we haven't heard anything about, and he's playing good captain right now, is Zach Seeler. Also a Drew Rosenhaus client. Recently got a new contract. What was it? I want to say $39 million or something. And listen, from where Zach Seeler getting cut by Baltimore, coming here, turned himself into a really good pass rusher. Double-digit sacks, 2 years. And listen, sacks are it. Also good against the run, but and being durable, Zach checks all the boxes. He is totally outplayed his contract. Now, there haven't been a lot of guys outplay their contracts. Matter of fact, some guys probably need to give some money back that they won't. But there are guys, and here's the problem. Here's the problem you have. Last year, you dish out a whole bunch of money to four guys. Thought that was the right thing to do. They're going to be here for a while. Obviously, then we're going to be one-hit wonders to give them that kind of money. And now it's like, uh-oh, we got to slow down on these extensions and slow down on this guaranteed money. Love to do it, but we need to slow down and see what we're doing here first. So I think Jonnu Smith's going to be here. I know he doesn't want to play for $4.2 million and has to look at that list of ranking of where everybody's making, and you're 32nd. You got teams that have two tight ends making more than he is. So I know that's so they got some things to get worked out. They got some things, and Drew is representing the two guys that have a right to bark the loudest. So we haven't heard a word from Zach. So if Zach's doing anything, it's really quiet. But Drew hasn't been real quiet. That work he did, it wasn't a threat. It was just how much I love Miami fans, how much I love living here. I even coach my kids down here.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday especially was frustrating to hear Pete Prisco come on and say the Dolphins are, you know, at the bottom of the AFC East. It's like this should have been an easy opportunity for them to at least be better than the Jets and Patriots.
Woody, I don't know if they're better. I don't know if those other two teams are better.
They're close.
Well, whatever you want because of the splash they made. You know, we made those splashes, and we didn't all of a sudden, like,
I don't know, you had a lot of trouble with them last year.
Slow down. Well, Jets beat us.
Yeah. But this should have been your, you know, they lost the quarterback. Patriots, their wide receivers out there, you know, their big signings out there. You know,
I don't think
God knows what in the ocean.
I don't think much of the wide receiving core for the Jets outside of their number one guy. And he's back with his college quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't think much of the Patriot group. You're counting on, you know, Stephon Diggs, who's still not healthy. He's coming off an ACL, which takes a while. And Father Time, what is he, 31? He's a 31-year-old receiver now, too. So, but well, listen, they have. I looked at the depth chart last night, and I got to tell you, the Patriots' defense on paper looks really good. It does. Barmore coming back from injury, and what they've added, they've always had good safety play, but the guys on the outside and have added some pass rushers. It's
just weird it gets to this point, too, like with a Jonnu Smith, like where Drew has to put out a statement like that.
That's his job.
I know, but it shouldn't get to that point. Like, the guy clearly outperformed his contract. Like, it's, you know.
They knew.
Come on.
They knew right after the season. These guys are in the business. Brandon Shore, definitely. Chris Greer, they're in the business of knowing. It's not the coach's job. Like, okay, agent's going to be calling, guys. We got two guys that, hey, the Dolphins know they outplayed their contract, those two guys. Drew's two guys have outplayed their contracts. You know what Zach Seeler guys are getting? You know what 10 sacks is getting from a defensive tackle position? Hell, 10 sacks out wide. Double-digit sacks. You know the kind of money it's getting you in the open market? Ask his buddy Christian Wilkins. Except, you know, Christian's a little bit younger. But, yeah, I know Zach can't be like, okay, it was nice you gave me the extension when you did, but I have outplayed this thing. Hell, we got guys making $30 million a year. So, anyway, and you're right, Woody. I don't know how you jump on these things earlier. I don't know. We seem to always be behind the eight ball, right? Every time it's we.
I don't know how many other teams are dealing with this right now. Like while they're all in.
Oh, I think everybody. I think everybody's got a little bit of this. I do. I don't think we're the only one that's got guys aren't happy with their contracts. Right? I mean, I
hope not.
I don't.
But you're losing two. If Jonnu ends up gone, you're losing two very key pieces to your team before you even get to training camp. That's
well,
not good.
Well, Jonnu is, listen, from what Jonnu's making and what I'm guessing he wants is a Pro Bowl tight end, they're from $4 million probably to $15, $16, $17 million a year. I just don't see the Dolphins giving him that money after amount of money given out last year.
All right, so where does that leave us then?
Well, he's under contract here.
Force him to play?
Well, that'll
go well.
By the way, they can learn from everybody before him how, yeah. If you're not happy with your contract, go to camp and sit out certain drills. And everybody can go, oh, what's that new thing called? Where you're there. There's a name. Not a hold out, hold in.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? The hold in?
I guess.
That seems.
Hey man, look, the Dolphins did this to themselves though by paying all these other guys, so I'm guessing they're seen as a team that likes to give out contracts.
Well, they had some guys.
They gave Mike. Didn't they give Chris an extension?
Nobody knows.
Chris got one.
Nobody knows.
Mike
about,
got one.
Nobody knows for sure if Chris got one. Mike got an extension.
Chris and might have a lifetime contract. Who knows? He's not going anywhere. Especially if this is considered a rebuild, like everyone keeps saying, or a reset, whatever you want to call it.
So now the question is, and the guys from SI, Albert Breer, and those guys were talking about this, is this going to be about, not necessarily about record? I don't think it is. I think it's always about record, especially now. We're not doing, we did one of these a few years back and didn't go well. So we're trying to win games. We should always be trying to win games. That should be number one. I'm guessing they sold the owner on we're about winning games no matter what you hear, Mr. Ross. We are going to try to win 10. We're going for it, and we think that we have a playoff team. That's what I'd be reporting to the owner. But it's also going to be about now that we're past the trade for players like we did to get some of the guys that have new contracts. I think a lot of this is going to be about how, and these guys talked about it, how some of the young players play. How good is Patrick Paul going to be? How good is Chop Robinson going to be? How good are these young guys, Kenneth Grant and the rest of that, this draft class that he just had, Jordan Phillips? How good are your two defensive tackles? How good is your right guard going to be? Or left guard? Jonah Savanea, how good's he going to be? And I think you're going to have some more guys in that draft class have to play at some point. If you're going younger, you had a big class, although it got smaller because of some trade moves you made, especially to move up in that second pick. But you need to play some of those guys. So
a couple quick texts here. This guy says Chris Greer never has a plan. He just reacts to stuff. If trading Smith was part of a plan, they should have just drafted Mason Taylor. Well, you could have, yes, you could have addressed that position if you thought this was going to come up.
If we were to find out that a guy goes to a Pro Bowl with 88 catches and 8 touchdowns and they thought he was going to be fine watching all these guys get these contracts this offseason, he was going to be okay with $4.2 million base salary this year for his production, boy, I'll tell you what, then you got to start looking at some guys like, hey, maybe. Like, you want those guys to. Look, Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith were great stories. Like, the first part of this, to give Chris Greer credit, he went out and got two guys from the Atlanta Falcons who ended up being, when you look at money and production, we got our money's worth. We got our money's worth from our tight end and Calais Campbell. I mean, 100%, we got our money. money's worth. Now, the problem is, Calais says, okay, you just got a really good me, and we didn't offer enough money, and he went somewhere else. I was told that. It wasn't just that he wanted to go to Arizona, because he got a home here. And the second thing is, Jonnu Smith was, we got him, he was a backup, tight end. And by the way, it looks like Atlanta wants to try to trade their number one tight end, that guy. By the way, were we all wrong about him?
Well, he stinks, yeah.
Florida Gator guy, I thought he was going to be like.
He's terrible.
What happened to that guy?
Total stiff.
Is he bad? They're not going to give up on him yet, can they? They just
He's terrible.
What is this, year four?
Yeah, but it's not. It's just not there, man. I don't know what everyone saw.
What do you mean? Come on, Woody. You were one of the guys.
Joe, he doesn't even show flashes.
Woody, I know, but you were one of the guys when he was coming out. We were talking about him.
I just buy into hype, dude. That's all. I don't evaluate players. I just buy into whatever the hype is. That guy was hyped up.
Oh, we were there.
He said he was the number one. I mean,
we were there.
Generational, I think, was
what
they
said. We were there for
the
workout. And then, remember, because the workout was the same time that the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver from LSU was having his workout. And we had to divide the guys up. Some had to stay in.
So I guess we did okay, right? I mean, obviously, Jamar Chase would have been a significant upgrade, but you could have taken Pitts and been really screwed. So we did okay.
Pitts is one of those guys. Because I remember all the things they were saying about how good he was going to be.
Generational, they said, yes.
Like, there are people now saying, wow. Even Gator fans are like, I didn't think he was going to be this bad. He's
horrific. He's one of those players that, like, at the end of the fantasy draft, you take a flyer on him. You're like, maybe this is the year where he learns how to play. It's not going to happen.
Not looking good.
No.
Not looking good this late into the ball game, is it? Usually know what your first-round pick looks like.
Another
after.
Gator bust, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are trying to maximize our opportunity, and I think we have a good amount of young players that are very, very football focused, and their approach every day gives them the chance to be productive NFL players early. I think the days of, you know, just the way that I see patterns of roster construction, the days of putting rookies on our entire rookie class on ice, I think are over. You have to have guys that have the appropriate mindset that they will do what needs to be done to do right by their teammates.
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. I got to tell you, Omar, as I bring you in here, that said it all right there. That for everybody wanting to do this and go get that. And I thought Mike said a lot about the days, basically talking about our team, by the way. The day of going out and trading away all our draft picks and getting this guy, and then we don't get any production out of those small draft classes or very little, they're over. We got to go a different direction.
You know, I find it funny. I took something different. I took roster construction. You got to take advantage of these players while they're cheap, young, hungry,
that's
dumb.
Yeah.
And give them opportunity, dangle that carrot in front of them. Hey, if you play well, Devon Achane, you will get a nice $10 million contract. Let's do everything for the team and play well. But then on the flip side, you have situations like Jonnu Smith, who arguably, you know, would have played well, but, you know, he did set franchise records at the position that you happen to play, Joe. So, you know, those records aren't easy to get to. You have him playing at $4.1 million where he's not even a top 30 player at his position in anything in terms of salary. You've got also guys like, you know, Zach Sealer, who's probably been one of your more pillars of your team for the last 5 years. Zach is playing at $10.2 million and they're about, he's the 50th highest paid defensive tackle. Ooh. So they're, you know, and ultimately, this would be the time to correct that. Now, the question is, are they willing, and what kind of message does that send their team where, hey, these guys have done everything we've asked them to do, but you know what? We're not necessarily addressing their salaries.
Omar, you think those two guys are going to be hurt a little bit by all that money they dished out last year and somebody close to the owner said enough's enough?
I think that this is an early point in the offseason. I get stressed about money when we get to August. When we get to August and there isn't new contracts done for these players, then I become a little bit more worried. But I don't think there's any reason to panic right now. I know that, you know, they're still putting out things about, oh, Pittsburgh can really, really get Jonnu Smith. Oh, let's get it done. What makes sense? Do you think Pittsburgh Steelers, because let's just think about what makes sense for the Dolphins to lose one of their top weapons on this team that adds a little bit of, you know, diversity to this offense. The whole thing is kind of built around him going based on last year. Does a third round pick make sense? Does a fourth round pick make sense?
I think you got to keep Jonnu Smith. You're going to have to pay him.
I mean, but everybody's on the market, Joe. What's the price?
For Jonnu Smith? For a tight end, probably if you could get a third or fourth round pick.
Okay. Now, and then what? What is the plan then?
Julian Hill and give Tanner Connor his 17th opportunity to see, who's a very athletic guy.
Hey, Tanner made some plays yesterday, Joe. I thought about you when he was making them.
He makes he's great. By the way, he went up to Tampa Bay. Went up there in those practices. He looked like he was first team all pro.
No, Tanner looks like Tanner can play. I just, you know, I don't know if he can stay healthy.
But that is part of this deal. I agree with you. Yeah, it is. But this is a fourth year. I think a lot of guys don't get, and he is super athletic, but a lot of guys don't get a chance to. And today, where you know you got to find out what you have there, but
technically this is his third year, Joe. I don't know if they didn't credit him one because he was on a practice squad. I'm not 1,000% sure, but
he's been here. Is my point. My point is, he's been here for a while, and he's the closest thing athletically to Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu,
That's why I said a combination of Julian Hill and because I think they're going to really give Julian Hill a much bigger role in the offense this year.
I don't know if he can get bigger than he's already got.
I think he's looking at a lot of targets if Jonnu Smith's not around.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, so let me ask you, what's the price? I was trying to everybody. Well, what's Jonnu Smith? I said I'm probably looking at 15, 16 a year. Would you agree?
No. Looking at the salary structures, to me, players at his position, players very comparable to him, which are not necessarily every down tight ends. I'm looking at Mike Gesicki's, oddly enough, 3-year, $25.5 million deal, where he's making 12 this year. Then you got Evan Engram, who got a 2-year, $23 million deal, where he's getting 16 in the first year. To me...
Okay, you're thinking more 11 or 12 average with...
No, I'm not. I'm actually thinking more like 9.
Wow.
If you double... No, tight ends don't make that much money. And on top of that, you look at some of... Dallas Goedert is on the trading block. There are a lot of tight ends on the trading block, and nobody's really been moved. And so that means the market is down, which is why I do believe that if they do move Jonnu Smith, they would benefit from it by being able to go get a Dallas Goedert. The only problem that I have with that is Dallas, you can go get him now if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. So is their familiarity with Jonnu, who's going to be 30 in August, is that really worth giving up a third or fourth round pick?
Yeah. Listen, if you're about winning right now, you want to keep all those weapons you can. They don't
even have a quarterback. So I don't know how.
I'm talking about here. You want to keep Jonnu Smith here. No, I'm back to the original.
Are we really back to winning around here? Is that really the approach that we're
taking? I was going
to
ask you.
I just heard Mike McDaniel talk about playing young players.
Well,
and
that's a
taking
good point.
The lumps that go with them.
I'm glad because I got to tell you, I just heard it for the first time this morning. You heard it live. I was shocked to hear it. Like, we've been icing guys too long around here, and we got to see what. And I'm like, wow, boy, when did that hit? I didn't hear Mike saying that the last couple of years when he first got here. What's the difference?
The business of the NFL hit slapped them in the face. You can't keep these fully matured and developed teams together because everybody's got their hand out. You got 4 years to get a rookie to where you want him to be.
I agree.
And then you basically have to pay them.
I totally agree.
And remember those big, massive draft classes the Dolphins had in 2020 and 2021? Well, what they realize is we can't afford to pay everybody. And so it's a massive exodus out the program. The question is, how many of those young players should have played more or should have contributed more when they were cheaper? And
I agree.
I would argue to you, Mike has probably been one of the worst coaches when it comes to that I've covered when it comes to developing young players. And that was because he had a mature roster.
So it is like Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul, I think especially those guys want to be great. I think they're going to have a chance to be really good football players when it's all said and done, especially this year. So I think they're going to go to more of that program. But Omar, I got to tell you, we got a lot of holes, and it goes to that secondary. Mm-hmm. And if we're following what Mike just said, we got a lot of those guys on this team right now that he's going to – that they didn't necessarily like a lot last year. They're going to like a lot more this year. Do you agree?
I don't know if they didn't necessarily like, except for Cam Smith. I don't know if they liked what Storm Duck did. The question is he
Bonner,
ready to be a starter?
Ethan Bonner, they had a lot of guys had to be out for Ethan Bonner, who just got one of those orange jerseys.
Did he get an orange jersey?
He did a few days ago, yes.
Okay, I'm trying to keep track of my orange jerseys. Ethan is always – Storm Duck got an orange jersey, I know that. Ethan is always – he's like one of the receiver's favorite cornerbacks. They feel him. They like him. I don't know if the coaches do just based on how little opportunity they've given him. But to me, it's also Jason Marshall Jr.
There's another one. Yeah, we haven't talked about him. Boy, good time to be a draft pick on this team.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can get those jobs. And when I say anybody, I mean anybody. Kelvin Shepard, who I've never heard of until they basically signed the 5-year veteran in rookie camp. They have some options there. Now, are they good options? I would argue to you that they aren't. But it gives you opportunity to sort of carve out. My problem with that room is who's teaching who in that room? Is Cater Cole really teaching this unit? And no disrespect to Cater, but Cater's still a little green.
He got more experience. He's got more starts than the whole batch of safeties and corners together.
You might be right on that. I'm going to count that up. But, yeah, Artie Burns has got about a good 30. I get the point that you're making.
Hey, I got to ask you. Woody asked me this morning because we got people texting in. What's our identity? What are we telling our fan base? What are we like? Are we ready? Is it about winning? Right? What are we? Because they seem to be. It doesn't match up what my eyeballs are saying, but they're kind of saying, hey, no, we're about man right now about winning, but we're gonna do it with young guys.
Yeah, sure. I don't know, Joe. Their identity is to get the consistency out of Tua. I thought about this the other day, just watching practice, and this team is going to do what Buffalo did to Josh Allen, where they basically were rebuilding on the fly and basically told Josh, hey, hold it up for us. Keep this team afloat. Keep this team winning. Now, is Tua ready for that responsibility and that task? Obviously, having Tyreek Hill here helps. Having Jalen Waddle helps, but, you know, having Jonnu Smith would help. Having an improved offensive line would help, but we don't know. We don't know that. We don't know if he can do that heavy lifting, and we'll find out this year. Same thing with Anthony Weaver. He's got to deliver, in my opinion, what's a top 10 defense with a completely rebuilt secondary. And this year he's riding the back of these pass rushers and these inside linebackers. And will it be enough? We'll soon find out.
If Anthony Weaver has a top 10 defense with this group that he has right now, he should be coach of the year. And if they got a coordinator award, he should be coordinator of the year. If he can be top 10 with this group this year. And we'll go. Hey, by the way, before I forget, Zach Sealer hasn't said much. He's been out there, I guess, helping guys. Has he been at OTAs or no? Or has he stayed away?
He hasn't been at OTAs in the last 2 weeks. He was there earlier before they went to the field work, and the field work is Zach's time where he makes a statement. This is not the first time that he's done this. He did this back in 2023 when Christian was trying to get a new deal in Miami, and then Christian basically told them thanks but no thanks to your $18 million a year offer. I'm going to wait for this $24 million a year offer. And Zach ended up getting a 3-year $30 million extension. So Zach's gotten two extensions from the Miami Dolphins. It'll be interesting to see if he'll get a third, but that's to me, that's the more important storyline. I get John Uz on the trade block or whatnot, but you know, you need
MVP last year, man, Zach Sealer. And by the way, one of the great leaders of the team. And by the way, look at the kids he's working with this year. He got three of the guys were draft picks that they're going to be leaning on him a lot besides wanting his production, you know, from that. Hey, by the way, before I forget, while I was gone, what happened with you and Reason? I heard about
the
podcast.
Oh, my God, not you.
No, everybody, because my phone's blowing up, and I go, I'm on vacation, I'm having a romantic moment.
Yeah.
Trying to get the wife liquored up a little bit over in France, and my phone's going, hey, boy, you should have heard this. This is unbelievable. So what happened? It had to do with the writers versus the podcasters, or what happened?
No, it was writers versus it was media versus content creators, and some of them, not all of them, were being disrespectful about the information and things that we basically feed them, because we do feed them. They eat off us. And certain people was not very respectful of the work that a lot of them do, including Chris Perkins. You know my philosophy on Chris Perkins. If you got a problem with Chris Perkins, then something's wrong with you. And Joe Shad, and you know, and took a shot at Poupard and took a shot at me. And I just felt like I had to put reason in his place because nobody else wanted to dignify his existence, but I'll dignify it.
So those guys, they kind of, like you said, if they're not here in town, they're pretty much dependent on whatever they get from you guys off of
pretty
what
much,
the
yes.
coaches say, right?
Off that, off what the players say
yeah.
off what we see in OTAs because they're not invited. So, you know, let's just be a little bit more respectful to the job that a lot of people do in this industry in order to give you the information that you want. And it's great that you can create your little, you know, your little videos and, you know, put up your little videos rehashing everything that we said. That's all cool and well and good, but don't be disrespectful to the work that all of us do. Because yeah. if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't eat.
I heard it was entertaining. Whatever was said.
It wasn't entertaining. That was Danny Hollywood special.
Oh, you knew that. You knew who that came from. That was from Woody. He said it was entertaining as hell. Yeah.
He wants beef. He always wants beef.
As long as it's not his beef.
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
Except when it involves him. Because I don't even think Boa settled that situation. I would have put Hollywood in one of those trash cans. If I heard McPenis or what is high school?
Oh no, yeah, Milpenis High School. And I gotta tell you,
yeah.
Bo finally started laughing about it, but at first he's like, what did he say? Because a bunch of people said, "Hey, Milpenis High School head, what's up?" And he goes, "You talking about my high school? Because it's Penis, you know, not penis." And
I thought that's what you had originally said, but now he's out there selling
don't
hats
try to
and
throw
t-shirts
it on me.
With the Milpenis name on it.
Well,
like
yeah,
he's capitalizing
yeah.
off
yes,
of something
is.
That you know you, I guess, technically invented.
No, he said Bo admitted, like yeah, when we're, our basketball team was really bad, and he go, "Here come the Milpenis boys again," and you know, it was hurtful. It was hurtful to Bo. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. I know a lot of stuff's right. going on there. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. Talk right. to you later.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist.
Well, there's some news on the front of Jonnu Smith, and this is from Adam Schefter. He tweeted right before the show today, "Sources. Former Bills Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit the Steelers. Pittsburgh is seeking additional receiving help and has inquired about, but is not expected to trade for, Miami Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith." So there you go. Adam Schefter saying a trade not likely between the Dolphins and Steelers for Jonnu Smith. So what do you think that puts things at right now, Leroy? Because that was where all the buzz started this week, where he's like, "Oh, they reached out. He's got the relationship with Arthur Smith,
mm-hmm.
who we had in Tennessee and Atlanta."
Let's be clear. Arthur Smith had him as a backup. So how much could Arthur Smith possibly love him?
Had him as a backup?
He was a backup until he got here.
No, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is.
In Atlanta? I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, he had Kyle Pitts too.
No. How are they feeling
and
about
they had
Kyle
him in Tennessee,
Pitts?
And he had him in Tennessee.
How are they feeling about
I think
Kyle?
Kyle Pitts is available.
Yeah. You know why?
He was supposed to be an uber-duber star.
Yeah. And why is he available?
Well, I imagine probably by now his contract's up, if I had to guess.
No, that's not why.
Why?
Because he's no good.
No good. I mean, that's a bit strong.
He's pull good, up his numbers. His
he
numbers
was a
top five good. Pick. And then you tell
top
me.
Top three, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Top three. And then you tell me if those numbers fit.
All right.
The numbers aren't good, but he's good, right? You can't be that
big. You can look at the size and the speed and the freak of nature or whatever, but at some point, the production has to matter.
Didn't you tell me in regards to Ted Ginn, you shouldn't worry about where they're drafted? Like, what if he has a nice 10-year career? You know, then you can't say he wasn't good.
Yeah, but okay, that's fine and great.
He didn't ask to be drafted.
But
so
the
hard.
Whole start of this was, why is... Atlanta moving on from Kyle Pitts?
That money time. I think Tobin's right. They don't want to
pay him. Well, no, because they've already invested a lot of money into him, and they don't want to give him another cent because it's not worth it.
Yeah, hasn't been good.
Kyle Pitts last year, 17 games, 47 catches, 602 yards, 4 TDs.
For a top five pick. Okay, no. Now, I'm not going to say, listen, Kyle Pitts did all the testing, and everybody in the football world said he was a freak of nature, and nobody had a problem with the draft pick. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out for them. It is what it is. You took a quality prospect. You took a guy who, you know, was during that draft, everybody was like, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It didn't work out that way.
You wouldn't buy low?
Huh?
Little Swapskis?
No.
All right.
Wait, you're telling me. All right, let's get. Based on what you've seen, Kyle Pitts could do what Jonnu Smith did? Because I can tell you a big problem that Kyle Pitts has. He's big, he's strong, he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nimble.
Okay.
So that means you're talking about a straight line guy or a guy who can't make people miss, a guy who sometimes has problems getting open even.
Yeah, but like if you're a guy like nobody would have thought of Jonnu. One of the reasons Jonnu's making the money that he did is he never put up this production like he did last year. Like, I think that's part of the thing with Mike McDaniel.
But with
offense, is you're supposed to look at certain guys. They did this with Raheem Mostert, too. Raheem Mostert putting up career numbers with the Dolphins.
But I would say this. One of the things that I would say about Jonnu that you can't say about Kyle Pitts is this. He can do a little bit of everything. You've seen him pull and block. You've seen him run reverses. You've seen him do a lot of different things. I don't know if Kyle Pitts is that athletic to do those things. So there is some separation there.
There's also a big age difference, though. Like, Jonnu Smith's pushing 30. And Kyle Pitts is, 24? Very young.
He's very young.
You probably would have looked at Jonnu at 24. He wasn't putting on, even half the numbers that
because based on where he was drafted, there was no real importance for him to come in and play right away. So they didn't.
Schmeathen says, we all know the sense with Pitts being traded to the Chiefs. And that would terrify everybody.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Totally would.
Totally would.
So
it's Gronk and Hernandez again.
Why are we just assuming that if he goes somewhere else, he's going to be awesome?
No, just Kansas City. If he went to Kansas City, he would be awesome.
Because he's a second tight end. That means the second linebacker.
He's not better than Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to be, though.
I mean, resume-wise, he's not better than Kelce.
No, but I mean,
a little long in the tooth.
I'm talking about the skill of playing the position.
All right.
That's what.
More athletic, though.
Like,
Kelce.
We have a tendency to look at where a guy was drafted and the tools that he has and not actually pay attention to how he plays. And so, I don't know. Even with all those tools, if I put a different uniform on him, are the things that he couldn't do in Atlanta going to be able to do somewhere
else? Up until last year, Jonnu Smith did not have a better year than Kyle Pitts' worst year.
Also, who's been throwing to Kyle Pitts?
Kirk Cousins.
For a little bit.
Who do they have in 23?
Penix. No, they had Penix last year.
Was that Ritter? Desmond Ritter?
Oh, man, I think it was Desmond Ritter.
He hasn't necessarily had the best quarterback situation. Tua would be a step up from wherever.
I don't know why we're even bringing it. Like, so,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But I mean, it would be cool.
That's what you do.
He wants more money.
That's what you do
for sure
in every sport.
Yeah,
but I don't think you could just bury a talent like that.
I'm not saying bury it,
Moose.
I'm not saying bury it, but I'm saying wherever he ends up going. Isn't that going to be a situation where he's got to prove himself to be...
He's had Desmond Ritter, Marcus Mariota, and he had his rookie year, Matt Ryan, which he had over 1,000 yards that year.
Not a lot of touchdowns, though. I do remember it was kind of like, where are the touchdowns, Kyle Pitts?
Still, what did he have? He had 1,100 yards that year?
Yeah, for sure.
For a rookie?
Pretty good.
I don't know. I think you're burying the guy.
I'm not burying
Aren't
him.
Aren't you the one who stresses patience with young players?
No.
Something
I'm saying,
about an adult body
on.
Of sorts.
Can't you just admit that you shouldn't judge somebody who had Desmond Ritter as a quarterback?
Yes,
Desmond Ritter.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. is that would you rather have Jonnu Smith for $10 million?
You're not going to get him for $10 million, though. He wants a lot of money.
No, just hear me out for one second.
Sorry. It's just the, it's
if
the beard.
I'm giving you a...
You know, you're just trying to give me the blueprint. I understand.
Just blew right past that.
So this is where we're going to be all day.
Point. It's hard not to be. It's hard not to be.
You done?
Maybe.
So the problem is that if I'm just trying to give you a comparison, like based on what you saw from Jonnu Smith last year,
mm-hmm.
right? If you could get Jonnu Smith for $10 million or Kyle Pitts for $10 million, who would you take?
It's just for 1 year?
No, you're going to have, like, so say for the next 3 years.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
Really?
Yeah.
He's younger. He still has a big,
but
better
what
upside.
Is younger? Listen.
24.
Yeah. What does younger mean?
Wingspan.
Better upside.
You guys haven't seen him play, though. I mean, there's a lot of situations that he should excel at with his talent.
Yeah, but who's he had?
It has.
Some may say.
Wait. It has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
It doesn't.
I'm talking about his own production. When you watch him play, sometimes he has problems separating from guys. He's much more athletic than.
He's 6'7".
All right.
Pause up.
All right. Go ahead. This is clearly.
I've heard people say Jonnu Smith was a looter in a riot.
Wow, people said that? Nobody said that.
They're saying that. I've heard people say that.
Wow, somebody said, not sure I'd take Jonnu Smith over Mike Gesicki. Really?
Gesicki had a good year.
He had a good year. He didn't have a Jonnu stats here.
He did not.
That's probably why Jonnu Smith wants his money, because Mike Gesicki got a deal that pays him like twice what Mike Gesicki's got.
Yeah, and I mean, Gesicki was in the system very clearly.
But I guess, let's get back to the task at hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how we got into the Kyle Pitts thing.
You guys said everybody says I'm taking Pitts over Jonnu. You do realize Pitts is a big, strong, fast, athletic kid that can't get separation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Man, a lot of that sentence was supposed to deter me, and it just excited me.
Yeah.
Big, strong, fast. I'm like, yeah.
Red zone target.
I literally.
Jump ball.
Can I just say this?
Just throw it up.
I literally cannot talk football with you two carnival.
Why?
Because you
get set on one thing, and you're just like, you've always said be patient on one thing. He's had Desmond Ritter and Marcus Mariota as his quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not good.
And and Kirk Cousins on one leg and a rookie.
Okay.
One good year he had
You think Brock Bowers is as athletic as Kyle Pitts?
That guy's cool.
No.
Okay.
Do I think he's... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say as athletic? Yeah, probably.
But as far as the tools and the testing, Kyle Pitts was way better.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying Brock Bowers is a better tight end.
Brock Bowers is an amazing tight end.
Right. Yeah.
So why is that?
But that's the same thing they thought Kyle Pitts was going to be.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
He can't separate.
Does he also have better athletic tools than Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Is he a freak of nature?
Yeah, you ask me.
Is that what he is? Real interesting there, Leroy.
Looks like we just figured out Blue's Clues.
Jeez. Think you know someone. And they show up with a blue beard.
Who would have thought the show would get a BBL? Blue Beard Leroy.
That's a point. That's good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Finally, in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers has finally signed with the Steelers. Joe, on a one-year deal, he's back.
All right, we get to see Aaron Rodgers one more time.
Only took till June.
We get Aaron Rodgers, Dolphin fans. You get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers play. I think he can still play. I'm with Mike Florio on this. A lot of people think he's done.
Strongly disagree with you guys on this one.
I mean, it's fine. I get it. He had some bad games.
It is so weird to wait around till June for a guy like that.
You see anybody better they could have got after they lost both their guys.
Their quarterbacks are a mess. Oh, my God.
So originally, they were going to re-sign one or the other, right? The starting quarterback for the Giants or the starting quarterback for the Jets, really.
Yes.
And both guys.
Skyler could be in trouble, by the way. Skyler could be in trouble. He might be the odd man out, right?
I would agree that Skyler's.
Uh-oh.
The only thing good for Skyler, he's great in preseason, so maybe he'll have a.
Stop taking shots at the poor guy. Jeez.
He was good.
Not his fault he got thrown in there. Like
what? As a backup? Oh, my God, forget it. Oh, backup quarterback.
It's not his fault they picked him as the backup.
Well, you're right. Big mistake by the team.
They could have realized he stunk.
What a great opportunity for him, though. What a great opportunity wasted. Did he look comfortable from the first snap
particularly, on? Particularly, no.
He was looking around. They're snapping the ball. It's hitting
Joe, the Dolphins didn't have any quarterback last year out of the, what did they roll out, four different ones that looked comfortable?
Well.
Was it four or was it three? It was Tua, Skyler.
I get him confused.
And then Jacoby, not Jacoby. What was the guy's name?
Yeah, shoot, I can't.
The guy from Baltimore.
The guy.
My God, I'm drawing a blank. The practice squad guy from Baltimore that they brought in
from Hallandale High School.
Yeah,
yeah, from Utah. I just blanked out too. I don't think he's been picked up yet either. I thought originally he thought the Dolphins were going to pick him up. Maybe they will.
We had so many quarterbacks last year. I can't remember the guy's
name.
No,
I did Huntley. Huntley.
Yeah. Jeez.
Somebody send a text.
No, they didn't. It just came back. Snoop, right? Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
he was one of the three guys from Hallandale High School. They'll always be tied together. Went to Utah and had great careers. Great careers with that coach, who, by the way, is he still there? Coach in Utah is really good. That guy was really, really good. Getting close to retirement, so I'm not sure. Anyway.
Remember when they rolled that guy out there? You know, they were talking about how great he was going to be, and
Everyone was all excited. He's athletic and this and that. And oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's not fair to him.
No, it wasn't fair to him. I
absolutely
get that.
Absolutely. No shot to go on. Mike's offense is not easy to learn, in case everybody hadn't figured it out by the mistakes and all the things that happen with it and the motions. And yeah, so anyway, besides that, we do have something that can get you in a good mood tonight. Edmonton, game two. The Panthers in Edmonton after that overtime loss, 4-3. And we will have Jeff Rimmer join us a little bit later on in the show. And we'll talk to him, former voice of the Florida Panthers. We'll talk to him about game two as well as what he saw in game one. And then Mike Florio will join us later on. We'll talk to Mike about all the NFL news. You got me thinking during the break about those ACC meetings next month. When
that's going to be wild to see, like, I mean, Bill Belichick walking around that thing.
It's going to be you're right.
It's very unusual.
Well, I will tell you, you'll never see it again. A guy that's won 300 games in the NFL walking around with a whole bunch of Super Bowl rings.
What, they have the other Patriots coaches at Boston College.
It's just
right.
Yeah.
So you just got two of those guys. No way the girl is there, though. No way. If she is, it'd be excellent. But
yeah, I think the biggest thing is everybody wants to know how committed Bill is to this college football thing, because he's going to find out it's a whole different game than it used to be. Not every guy you can coach hard. Guys know they're basically all one-year free agents. They can take off. Then the other question is, because they're going to be, I saw they're already putting them on national TV a lot. How good is North Carolina going to be? Boy, they had a nice little run, didn't they, with Coach Brown? They had some really good offenses, some really good teams, and they went through a period there where they beat up the Canes pretty good. And it seemed like when he had a chance to run up the score, he went at it pretty good. So we'll see. That'll be a fun one to keep an eye on going forward. So the other story is last night, the Pacers, you talk about just sitting back, and again, I don't really care if the Pacers win this or Oklahoma City. I'm like everybody, or a lot of people, want to see a good series if you like NBA basketball. And we're going to have a new champion, somebody that hasn't been there. And so that I think is great for the game. But last night, Tyrese Haliburton just hits a huge shot after SGA, the MVP, had 38, should have had 40, little fadeaway on a shot that he makes a living on, a little fadeaway from about 10 to 12 feet, missed it. And they go down, and Tyrese Haliburton, if you haven't seen it, you'll see it 19,000 times during the day if you look at sports. He hits a clutch shot with under a minute, with under a second left in the game. And it was just a crazy, crazy game. So Indiana turned it over 25 times. Last night, 25 turn. Woody, when's the last time you heard about somebody turning the ball over 25 times? 25 turnovers. We already got 14 or 15. Yeah, we got to cut back on the turnovers. And with all that said, in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma City was up 94-79 in the fourth quarter. You're feeling pretty good, up 15. And the next thing you know, Pacers started knocking down threes, hit five of them in the fourth quarter, go on a 12-2 run to end the game with about 2.5 minutes left. Just crazy. This is the fifth time the Pacers have come back from 15 down in these playoffs to win. Come all the way back down 15 more than five times. It's crazy. Crazy numbers. So they have been the comeback kids, man. They really have.
That was a special shot, though, last night, man. My God. And then your MVP missed the bunny there,
can't
man.
Can't miss it.
He's made that shot. I mean, that's in his sleep. Bread and butter, man.
In his sleep.
That's
Mr.
what he does.
Consistent.
Yep.
Yeah, he got in right where he wants. You want the guy you want to shoot it to go up three, and he misses that shot. It's a one-point game. And now Pacers don't even have to shoot a three, so he's able just get comfortable in a spot he liked. And by the way, good move, like he was going to the basket and then pops back and hits the jumper. So that's the game, 111-110 last night. That's some good games, man. Good start to NBA and NHL playoffs. If you're just sitting back, and I know, Panther fans, I know, it's 3-1, you had the lead. Not very long, it was 3-2 quickly, but it was a hell of a game. It was just a hell of a game back and forth. It was physical, and
I'm with you on that. I don't feel like it was a big letdown, like they choked that game away or anything.
Yeah, like
that.
They gave up three goals in the third period, yeah. Yes.
I know that they have had, you know, what were they, 29-0? By the way, Dave Hyde, I think, was the one that put that out there, that the Panthers, like, he tweeted, like, during the second intermission that the Panthers were 29-0 and leading going to the third.
Yeah. Well, so they usually go into that defensive system they play. They clamp you down, and you have trouble getting shots off, and they get physical, and they play together. And
hey, Edmonton was throwing their weight around in that game.
Yeah,
too,
they did.
Man. They were knocking the crowd out of the Panthers.
They got the message that, hey, everybody, the Panthers have been bullying everybody around, and we're not going to take it. And they had some.
I still believe the Panthers are the better team.
Okay.
I really do. I think they're deeper, and I just, even at the top, I just think they are the better team. I know they got McDavid over there, but I think the Panthers are a better team.
They got a lot of experience. There's no question. They added some really good pieces of two veterans that are in their 30s that are really good players, played a lot of hockey. But we'll see what happens, man. It does look like it's got a seventh game in Edmonton written all over it, doesn't it? Just feels like it, that this thing could but sure would be nice that the Road Warriors get back to it, being that, because they've been really good on the road, the Panthers have. See if they can get this game two tonight and get this thing back. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of NFL news to get to. We got mini camp for the Miami Dolphins coming up. Hey, by the way, and I understand this, they got to get this Zach Seeler and Jonnu Smith. They're not going to let those guys go. I would even be surprised that they let Jonnu Smith go, even though those guys haven't been around a lot recently and not doing a lot with the team because they want new contracts. And then on top of that, the Jalen Ramsey watch is on, but I just don't see any situation for those of you that want to get them together, the coach and the player and the agent, shake hands and, all right, I was wrong. It's just not going to happen.
Seeler thing's a little concerning, though, isn't it?
No, he's not going anywhere.
All right.
No way.
Okay.
By the way, you throw Zach Seeler out, what are you going to put in there? Some guy that's been a journeyman on 14 teams? Come on.
We could start using those reset, rebuild, whatever those words are.
No.
If you get rid of that guy.
No. Please don't allow this team to start any form of anything that smells or is even insinuated that it's a rebuild or a reload or a re-anything. Don't let it happen, man. Don't like, well, you know, we got a lot of young guys playing. Wait till next. Don't do that. Don't do that.
By the way, thank you to Texas. Tim Boyle. Quarterback number four. Where did he come from?
The Jets.
Oh, that's right.
Remember he threw the 99 special.
Yeah.
Remember that jumped up before the half and I didn't get that one. I didn't get that signing at all. I swear to God, get it, man.
The whole thing was not managed very well last year. We know that.
And then
they got
on
a backup this year.
And then on top of it,
we'll see,
not just anybody can run this system that Mike has.
Well, he thinks Zach Wilson can.
Hey, by the way, Tua has trouble with it, like getting plays in on time. Remember that thing too? You remember that down the? How many times you're watching going, hey, guys, hurry, 1 second, get it off.
Texas says, here we go again. Joe's blind faith in McDaniel and Greer. Keep cashing those Dolphins checks.
By the way, you have not listened. That was whoever that is. You obviously have not listened to this show.
Well, someone was jumping us earlier too, though, because we were talking about the beginning of the season, and it was like, all right, can you go 6-2? Can you go 5-3? Like, I know the Dolphins are not going to be very good this year. I'm down on them.
Oh no, everybody is.
Anyone like those games are? I mean, come on, man. Indy, New England,
yeah,
Jets, Panthers.
So when did all those teams become world beaters over one off season?
And I know that they're not. Dolphins aren't going to be like 7 or 8 point favorites in those games. But can't you go beat Carolina?
Hey,
you beat the Browns, the Falcons.
I know everybody's got their thoughts, and you can blind faith and all that stuff all you want. I have not changed my feelings on certain people at all.
I think there's a good chance the Dolphins lose that little stretch of Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. I think there's a good chance, Joe, when December hits, they could lose out.
Well, why don't you give me a win-loss? We'll have a lot of time between now.
I don't know how to win-loss. I'm not going to do it. But they could lose out in December. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if you lost the cold games and the playoff games.
I will tell you, you lose every game in September, nobody's surviving. You lose all your games in December, there is not much you can do. You can't hit them.
Have to think they're going to be underdogs in every single one of those games,
right? You
can't
hit them with all the positive stuff if you can't win a game late in the year.
Very cold when you go play Aaron Rodgers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.